beautiful Arizona. Saturday morning to you all. Welcome to Rosie on the House, hour number 9. It's the open line hour. We also have a special guest in this hour we'll get to in just a moment. I'm Romy Romero. Rosie's on the line. Joanna's call screening. Mike's behind the board. And we're running a special contest. If you just tuned in or missed it earlier, we had a special guest in our 7 o'clock hour, Kimes Ranch Apparel. They make Western blue jeans that are 100% American made. There is a little cotton sometimes, just depending on the time of the year and supply and demand. Their cotton supplier out of North Carolina sometimes gets imports from Mexico, but the majority American made. And they were in, and they brought in some gifts to give away. They've got some hats and some bags. And what we decided to do, they brought in and said, "Hey, you guys do what you want with it." And what are we going to do? We're going to give it to you, the listener, of course. So text in to 411-923 your favorite American-made product. And at the end of the broadcast, we'll just draw randomly from everyone that has texted in. Now, we're going to do our homework. We're going to make sure what you have sent us is American-made. And I will tell you, I have had an absolute hoot going through all of the different items that have come in, stuff that I've never heard of, some funny stuff. Sanders Candy out of Michigan. Love their hot fudge from Susan. There's a Taser International on the list. Duluth Clothing. Rosie's a big fan. There's Snap-on Tools has been in. About 5 different people have mentioned that. Harley Davidson. So whatever. And this one, Crestal Tool. It's a company that makes tools for wood carvers. Some of the neatest stuff I've ever seen that I didn't even know they made. You've seen like totem poles carved, the tools they use to do those at Crestal Tools. So it has just been a lot of fun. We're going to post all the winning results that qualify. We're going to have to do a little bit, like someone was saying, this product is assembled in America. I'm not sure if we're going to allow that one to count. But the most, we had 3 different flag manufacturers, American-made flags, including Annie Flag Company, hadn't heard of them, but Valley Forge, that's actually the flag that we've selected to supply through our Rosie on the House e-commerce store. American-made flags, they'll be available next week. It'll be in our weekly newsletter and time for you to get Old Glory flying for 4th of July with American-made flags and American-made flag poles. And you're just a great way to celebrate 4th of July. I cannot stand an American-made flag that's got a made-in fill-in-the-blank, and it doesn't say U.S. It's just an absolute fail, hypocrisy. But the most interesting entry I see here is Advanced Home Systems Energy Century Demand Manager, Fort Collins, USA.
You can thank my beautiful wife, Gina, for that.
Steve Kep, father of super cooling, joins us this hour at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Rosie, Steve, thanks for letting me interrupt. That was just an organic contest that happened today that thanks to the Kimes who brought in these products for us to give away. And they're American-made products, so we're texting your American-made brand of whatever. We've got Holley carburetors. We've got Trax radio-activated cars. Whatever your American-made brand is, Coors beer. See, but that's owned by Molson out of Canada now. So I don't know if that disqualifies. It's made in America, but owned by a Canadian company. Does that count? Well, we've got a few things to figure out. But text in to 411-923 for your chance to win.
And it is the open line hour. If you've got a question or a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can join us toll free by dialing 1-888-767-4348. And like Romy mentioned, we have the father of super cooling, which is a tactic and a strategy that we've been advocating for well over a decade. For people in the desert areas who are trying to somehow stay comfortable but yet not run their energy bill and electric bill clean through the roof. It's a tactic that's pretty counterintuitive. It was slow to be adopted. There were people that were very reluctant to give it a try, very suspicious that trying it was going to drive their utility bills sky high. And it's really caught on. And in the last 5 or 6 years, we have testimony after testimony after testimony about how well it really works. So we'll be coming back with Steve Kep and talking about the specifics of that particular tactic, who is a good candidate for trying it, and are there any candidates that maybe ought not try it? How about the homes up in Yavapai or Coconino County? We have Flagstaff residents calling us all the time. Okay, I believe in super cooling. Is there anything we can do about superheating in the winter? So we'll think through all of those contingencies and circumstances with Steve Kep. I am too often credited with coming up with super cooling. Hey, I'm just the mouthpiece for Steve Kep. He originated it. He introduced me to the concept to it. He convinced me to try it. And, boy, I have never looked back. So that's going to be covered this whole hour. And again, as well as your topic on anything you'd like to cover, give us a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We'll take your calls and we'll put our 45 years of Arizona remodeling experience to work for you. Regardless of where you are in the state, we've probably built and or remodeled something in your neighborhood, and we can take you through the steps necessary to do it from beginning to end, completely rosy right. And if we can't do that for you, then we probably know someone in your community that is fully capable of it. And we can coach you along as best we can and then send you to the local expert in your area. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. Really looking forward to it. Then in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to bring in a new Rosie certified partner, Isley's Home Services, and we'll be talking about the particulars of air conditioning in the desert floor below the Mogollon Rim. What can you do to make sure your equipment and your house and your home are completely ready for the onslaught of summer, which is now here? Now, we've also been talking about great products that Romy and Jennifer and Julia all have discovered at their tour of the National Hardware Show this year. And another way of saving money is what we call save on your base load. What's the load you've got to experience every single day for your lights, your computers, your television watching? And one way to do that is take a look at the new technologies in light bulbs. Jennifer visits with an expert here from GE.
Okay, we are here at the National Hardware Show. Just Romy, Julia, and I perusing the floors looking for things that are interesting that our homeowners will find educational and helpful in their homes. And we stop by GE. Now, GE is familiar to everyone, and the history of the company goes all the way back to Thomas Edison. And they're known for being innovative in the light bulb field and come out with new things all the time. I have here with me Bill Hickey, the North American General Manager of the Consumer Lighting Division. And I don't know about you, but the last couple years I think have been extremely confusing in the area of light bulbs, so much so that I've kind of given up. We started with the incandescent light bulb, and that's gone now. Went to the squiggly bulbs, which is the technical name, right, for the little squiggly bulbs that kind of went by the wayside. And now we're into LED big time. And LED in the beginning was a little limited, but now you can find LED in every type of light bulb with all kinds of types of lighting. So I wanted Mr. Bill Hickey to fill you in on how you can shop for light bulbs. They've made it so incredibly easy, Bill. I'm excited to go home and get shopping.
Thank you. Yes, as we've looked at lighting, you know, LED has basically fixed all the problems of the other lighting that we've had. You had the squiggly bulbs, which were great for energy savings because you really want, your goal in lighting is to get the most light, the appropriate light for the least amount of energy used. Better for the environment, better for your electric bill, etc. And what we've done with LED actually gives you long life, which is great, gives you energy savings, but unlike the squiggly bulbs, you can turn them on and off instantly. You can dim them, so in your fixtures that you want to dim it for that right mood, and it gives you longer life. So you have that. The good news that we've come out with is kind of an easier way to shop. The one thing that really people haven't focused on is that quality of light. You've all been into stores where you've walked in and you looked at a piece of merchandise, but you've taken it over to the window to try to see what it really looks like. What we've done is made that very simple with our new line of HD, high definition lighting. So we have three levels. You have your Relax, which is exactly what it said, designed for your bedrooms, for your family rooms, where you kind of want that warm, inviting light. Then we have what we call Refresh, which is kind of a whiter, brighter light that you would use in your utility room, your garage, your project room in your house. And then we have our Reveal line, which has been the top color quality lighting that we've had for over 20 years. But now we have it in LED. And that's to be used in your kitchen, in your bathrooms, room where color is very critical and you want it to look the best.
If we don't take the time to pay attention to our lighting, we really lose out on some of the color and the dimension of our homes, right? Sometimes if you mix a bulb or you don't have the same thing going on, you just miss out on some of the enhancement of the color.
Exactly. Many of us have gone out, you've bought clothes in a store, furniture in a store, and brought them home, and they look different. That red doesn't look as red, or it looks different by the window versus in my house. And really what that is driven is by your light source. So it's the ability of your light to show that true color in your house. So what Reveal, Refresh, and Relax attempt to do is give you an easy way to basically shop by room. And what you'd want to do is match the color temperature or match the type of bulb you use in each room. So if it's your family room, you want to put all Relax bulbs in. So they're made in all shapes and sizes. So if you have a decorative chandelier or you have a wall sconce or a table lamp, you can match the color so you get that uniformity and that warmth. But more importantly, the money you spent on your furniture, you get that color that you wanted and you get exactly what you were looking for and what you purchased.
Well, thank you for making it easy. You know, our homeowners are going to want to know where they can find these kind of displays so they can make it easy for themselves to purchase.
Currently, the product is available in a number of stores, in Targets, in Home Depot. We will be rolling it out to all chains pretty much this fall. So you'll be able to find it in any of your grocery or home improvement stores or hardware stores.
Great. Hey, thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
You can find more at rosieonthehouse.com. Just check in our blog and go to the National Hardware Show. All these interviews and great products that we found are listed there. We just continue to add, and it's going to be two or three more months before we're done putting everything on there. So much great information. We've got Steve Kep, father of super cooling, and the phones are going nuts. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Grab your utility bill. Give us a call. We'll save you some money simply by changing the way you think about how you consume power.
Stay cool. Don't be a fool. Stay cool. Don't be a fool.
That's right.
And that's the whole trick here the next few months, is staying cool, don't be a fool.
By paying more than you have
to. By paying more than you have to, that's exactly right. We brought in our good friend, Mr. Steve Kep from Advanced Home Systems, who originated and introduced us to the concept of super cooling, a tactic and strategy we've been talking about for well over a decade. Steve, thanks for joining us in studio this morning, my friend.
You're welcome, Rosie.
Steve had mentioned last time we had
Steve,
him on,
let's talk.
It took him 2.5 weeks to respond to all 250 callers. So just know he's a small mom pop, one man show. It's going to take him a little while to get back to all the calls, but he will get to your call.
Well, Steve, let's talk a little bit about an electric bill. And folks, I know all of you have different utility providers. Okay, I know there's Unisource, there's TEP, there's SRP, and there is APS. Now, Steve, I think it's fair to say that when we address super cooling, it certainly has its advantages being an APS customer. Seems to their utility sales packaging seems to fit it the best.
And that's very true. SRP would be second in line for that.
Yeah. And now let's talk about utility bill. It is always incredible to me when someone calls me in the office and wants to talk through their power bill and how they're consuming power and how much it's costing them. And you've taught me some very simple questions to ask about square footage of the house, occupants of the house, is it an all-electric home, is there a swimming pool? And all boiled down, We should be able to see in the utility bill. It's incredible to me. I've had people call you, and you've accessed their utility bills, and you could even tell what shoe size they were.
Darn near.
It's incredible, the information you glean from their utility bill.
Well, and it just speaks the truth. It just tells you what that structure does. And most people really don't have an idea of what their structure does, what their base load is. March utility bill would be base load. And then what their summer bill, even though the summer bill jumps, a lot of that's just due to the utility increases their rates 30% in the summer.
Wow. And that's every summer?
Every summer. Every May 1st. Utilities go to their summer rate structures.
And then it's dialed back when?
November 1st. Goes back to the winter rates, which are a lot less expensive. Summer rates are more expensive because they have to produce so much more power. They have to buy it from out of state. Their cost of producing goes up, and they have to pass that on to the consumer.
Well, we may have a little connection issue. Rosie's actually broadcasting live today from the home of Julia Drake. She is our, if you've ever emailed us in the last 2 or 3 years, it's Julia that you've gotten your response from. And she has, with her family, moved to Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, for James's work. But she still works remotely, and Dad's out there visiting and on the line. So we seems like we got just a little bit of a delay and some connection problems. They say the Minnesota area, as it relates to the internet, we're like 1990 technology still.
Well, and in the meantime, I can elaborate on where Rosie was going with some of this. He has been trying to help a customer out in Goodyear by the name of Dave, and I talked to Dave yesterday. And Dave has spent a lot of money trying to reduce his electric bill, and he's not getting a lot of results. And he was fearful of trying super cooling. Well, come to find out, he's on the standard rate. If you're on the standard rate or basic rate, do not use super cooling. That's where you pay the same amount for a kilowatt hour, no matter when you use it. So at 3 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon, the cost is the same, and it's usually fairly high. It's designed for small apartments and very small homes. This individual was only in 1,100 square feet, but he was paying almost $300 in the high summer months. So we went over his bills. In March, his bill drops to $90. And then it shoots up to 300. Well, it goes up to 300 mainly because of the 30% increase the utility automatically tacks on for those summer months. His usage only went from 900 in March to 1,500 in July. So he's only using 500 kilowatt hours, or a third of his bill is producing air conditioning. But after a long talk with him, he's paying 17 cents a kilowatt hour. I told him to go to Time Advantage, where you pay 6 cents in off-peak, which is 80% of the time. Keep that house as cool as you can or you can be comfortable with. Then during the on-peak time, raise that thermostat to the highest temperature you can be comfortable with and let it go through. That's super cooling.
And it works.
It works.
You have to trust it.
Yes. Yep.
You've got to be disciplined and not mess with your thermostat after you set it.
Yep.
Let it go. It
let
works.
It, go. It works.
Back with your calls right after this. 1-888-767-4348.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And repairs you might need to deal with. The housing market is booming again, so make sure you know what you're buying. Join Rosie on the House next Saturday morning on this station.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. The two things I'm asked about all year long more than anything else is, Rosie, when's the next Crawfish Festival? And Rosie, what's super cooling? So today we've brought in Mr. Steve Kep, the father of super cooling.
First Saturday in August is the next Crawfish Festival. Just
and
so you know.
I can't wait. They are fun.
We didn't do it last year for health reasons. I didn't have time to mess with it this year. I have a cousin from Louisiana. He married my first cousin, Calvin and Sonia Sibley Vanderplug, called and said, you know what? We live in Lakeside now. We know you're too busy for the Crawfish Festival. Why don't you let us put it on? I said, go for it. So it's on, baby.
Let's do it. Oh, that sounds fun. First weekend in August. Well, Steve, we're here in studio with Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems, and we're talking about super cooling. It's a tactic. And, Steve, I don't know that I can explain it any easier than how you taught it to me. Rosie, if the filling station on the corner is going to sell exactly the same gas between 7 p.m. and noon for $1 a gallon, and from noon to 7 p.m. for $2.50 a gallon, when are you going to fill your tank up?
Absolutely.
I don't know that you could explain it any easier than that.
Well, in fact, it's even better than that. It's gas at 30 cents a gallon and then for $2 a gallon. So energy is just electricity is energy, or cooling is actually electricity converted into cooling. So when you can buy electricity at 6 cents a kilowatt hour in those off-peak periods, which is 1/4 of what you pay during on-peak, you can run your air conditioner for 4 hours in off-peak for what 1 hour of on-peak costs. So by supercooling your structure, you're actually using your home like a battery to store electricity, only you're storing it in the form of cooling. Your structure, your walls, your floors, your countertops, the clothes in the closet, all of that. So that during the on-peak time, your air conditioner doesn't have to work near as hard because it's in such a cool structure to begin with. And you get a dramatic split of power usage, usually 90% off-peak, 10% on-peak. That produces the lowest electric bill, even though you're using a few more kilowatt hours than you had before.
2 points I'd like to bring up. One, it's the 90-10 split. And people call me, and they're just and you talk to them every day. They want to beat the man.
They want to
get their utility bill down to where APS pays them, you know, just for the privilege of buying their power, and they're trying to get it down low. And I've taken calls from people that have described to me their home, described to me how they live, described to me their power bill, and I said, you know, if you're anywhere close at the end of the month to 10 cents a kilowatt, you really have to decide how many more sacrifices in your lifestyle are you willing to change. I can see it getting lower than that, but at some point, you're obsessing.
Well, you are, and in my opinion, you're sacrificing lifestyle. Because you're allowing that house to warm too much.
Yeah. And if all of you would go get your APS bill in particular, we're going to talk about the other utility companies, but it works particularly well in the APS provision areas. Take the total dollar of the bill and go do your last July or last August bill. And there's a space there that tells you the total kilowatt hours you consume, what your total bill is. Just divide the kilowatts into the dollars. That'll tell you how much per kilowatt you're paying. And Dave in Buckeye that you were talking about at the bottom of the hour was way up at 18 cents a kilowatt. I said, Dave, we can cut that in half.
Absolutely.
We can get that to 10 or less.
His high summer bill
so
was hitting.
That's what I want people to look at.
His high summer bill was hitting 273. And by using super cooling, we expect that and to switch to the time of use rate because he was on the standard rate. We expect that high bill to drop to 170. So that's $100 savings and living more comfortable, and he didn't have to invest a dime.
Didn't have to invest a dime. Now, I know we have callers online, but the other thing I want to talk about before we go to callers is the other thing I'm asked about super cooling all the time is they say, Rosie, you're an enemy of the planet. You're encouraging people to consume more power. And I know what I tell them. Steve, it's the greenest thing you can do. Tell them why.
It's absolutely the greenest thing you can do. It's because what happens is in off-peak periods, the utility is still producing the power needed for those on-peak periods. They can't just fire plants up and down like that. So in off-peak, they have excess power that they don't know what to do with. And they sell it at a huge discount. Mining operations melt copper with electricity because they can buy it so inexpensively in those off-peak periods. Well, the utility passes that on to the consumer, that if you use power during these off-peak periods when we have excess, we will give you a tremendous break in the price of that kilowatt hour. And that allows you to pre-cool your home and not add to the demand during the day when everybody else is demanding electricity, which is a peak demand problem, and that's the most expensive power the utility can generate. So it's actually the best thing you can do to help the environment, to help the utility company, to minimize power plants being brought online.
The midsummer, late afternoon, peak demand of consumers on electricity is what the power companies must build their power plant capabilities to. If we could all aggregately come together and lower that, we could put off the construction of a power plant for decades.
Absolutely. And most of these peaker plants are going to be natural gas, coal. You know, they're not the most efficient nor environmentally friendly generation stations. So, yeah, it's the best way to save the planet and be as green as you can, help with the utility and eliminate needing to build peaker plants.
What do you say we get to the calls,
Roby,
gentlemen?
I know we've got some callers. Yeah, let's do.
All right. Let me ask you this. Greg is on hold the longest and generally first in, first out, but he wants to know, does super cooling wear out the air conditioning equipment? Do we take that one now, or do we save it for Isley's in the next hour?
Well, let me answer it, and then Isley can answer it.
Okay, so you'll get two answers, Greg. We're going to answer you now, and then we'll answer
you. For the price of one.
And the next hour. There we go. Go ahead, Greg and Gilbert.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, that was my question, thinking about supercooling, but realizing that with supercooling, say your heat pump might actually run 3, 4, 5 hours in a row as opposed to having to go on and off. And I spoke to a tech once, and he seemed a little bit unsure as to which was better, but others said that they thought having it run continuously was actually better for the unit. So I wanted to get a little input from you, if you could, on that.
And that's exactly how I understand it, Greg. An air conditioner could run nonstop for 10 hours, and it's actually less on that air conditioner than if you cycled that system 20 times in that 10-hour period. So longevity of an air conditioner, I have never seen one affected yet by supercooling. Plus, the runtime that you do in that off-peak period is now going to be offset because you're not going to run as much during the on-peak period. So the runtimes almost are identical to one another. You just don't have as much cycling. But to answer your question, no negative effect on an air conditioner whatsoever.
And if you're a super smart homeowner and super diligent, all the money you're saving on your air conditioning bill by super cooling you put aside could pay for your next air conditioner at the point you're up ready to upgrade for efficiency or just your old one clonks finally.
My wife doesn't agree with that. She thinks it ought to pay for a trip to Disneyland.
Hey, it's a free country. To each their own. Let's go to Sue and Arcadia next on the line.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is very similar to or a step up from the last question. My concern was the wear and tear. I understand the principle of supercooling, but the wear and tear on an old unit. I have two Lexus that are maintained spring and fall, and they're 19 and one is 21 years old, and they just keep chugging along. Is that too much of a strain on old units?
Sue, that's a very good question, and the best way I can answer that for you is I had a house that was built in 57, air conditioner was installed in 56, it was a Gettle. That unit ran until 2010, from 1956, and I was using supercooling on that air conditioner. And the air conditioner, when I replaced it, it wasn't because it stopped working and was dead, it was just I thought was time to get a more efficient unit put on the house.
There you go. We appreciate the call. What happened to the old unit? You said it wasn't dead.
They took it off. I think they put it in a
museum
somewhere.
Carla and Peoria is next. 1-888-767-4348. As we clear the calls, it's a great opportunity to get on the line. Joanna's taking your calls. 1-888-767-4348. It'll get you in queue. Carla.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I'm new to super cooling. I have a thermostat, a Honeywell 7-day programmable thermostat in one room. I have the same in the other, but a couple of years ago, it didn't work, so I had to quickly go out and get a lesser model, a manual one, because winter was coming, it was getting cold. So I put it in, and I've been starting to super cool. And my question is, my ACs will probably need to be changed out. The house is 10 years old, and I'm waiting to change out thermostats. What is the suggestion of thermostats for Wi-Fi? Does the Nest work? Do you have to have the same thermostat if it's a Wi-Fi? I'm getting tired of doing the manual for super cooling, but I'm holding out. And my bill last month was like $25.
And that's a very good question, Carla. Thermostats is a preference of what do you like. I like a nice, simple, battery-backed, programmable thermostat that you can set in the off-peak times at a cool temperature, the on-peak times as a warmer temperature. Wi-Fi thermostats, I've had a lot of experience with them, and they're nice. They're the newest technology, but I've got so much technology running around right now, I just didn't want any more. I didn't need an app on my phone to tell me the temperature.
It's unnecessary to use
totally
a Nest if you're using super cooling as a method with your rates.
Yeah, because a setback thermostat is marginal on what it's going to be able to do unless you use it in conjunction with an electric rate that prices are different.
And, Steve, once we get people onto the right rate plan, and we're recommending the noon to 7 time advantage plan, you're buying power for 1/4 the price, off-peak or on-peak. And where I really began to manipulate my bill a bit was not only the programmable thermostats, but the Advanced Home Systems Energy Computer allowed me, because APS will charge you on that peak demand that you hit. And the computer lets me say, house, you can never demand more than a 5.5. And it's connected to the other electric devices in the house. So not only pushing my consumption off peak helped, but boy, the energy management computer that capped my peak, really. I mean, when people see my bill, I can manage it to below 8 cents a kilowatt, and that's a 2,800 square foot home. And it does help that Jennifer and I are now empty nesters. Carol's at college, but we're paying midsummer bills of just slightly over $200.
Isn't that wonderful?
At 68
you're living,
degrees.
Yeah, and you're living like a king in your castle. And, you know, that's right, Rosie.
Yeah.
The rate we've got you on is combined advantage, where it's got the demand factor. Plus, on that rate, your off-peak kilowatt hours are only 4.5 cents, where on time advantage, they're 30% more, 6.1 cents. And during on-peak, you're 8 cents, where on time of use, you're 24 cents. But we control that demand factor. That's definitely the best way to get the lowest bill possible without a big impact on your lifestyle is combined advantage with demand management. But people that don't have
man.
The time of use rate works great for super cooling and achieving savings without demand management equipment.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Well, we're covering this hour a tactic we call super cooling, which helps a lot of people lower the temperature of their homes through the course of the middle of the summer right on the desert floor, and at the same time save big, big, big on their energy bill. Steve Kep has shown me bills where his clients have actually saved 30, 40% and more of their summer cooling bill by this tactic and strategy and utilization of the home energy computer. One of your favorite stories you've ever told me, Steve, is the man that had the computer mounted 20 years ago and admitted he socked away all of his savings and actually paid for his son's college education with what he saved by having your system on his house?
16 years, $125 a month. The investment statement showed $101,000 he had in his child's educational fund. It brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, let me talk about some of the extenuating circumstances that people are constantly throwing at me. You know, I'll get calls. As a matter of fact, it wasn't too long ago. It was the beginning. It was the one warm week we had in May, where that one Friday hit about 108, and I had a call from a veteran out in Sun City, and he says, "Rosie, I have to tell you, I have been super cooling, but my wife has put her foot down this summer, and she just can't take the house that cold. So what I'm doing is she goes out and volunteers in the morning. So I super cool from 8 in the morning when she leaves right up and push it right up against 12 noon. Do you think I'll see comparable savings?" What would you tell this veteran?
I would tell him that they'll be minimal, because what you're really doing at that point is you're super cooling the ambient air temperature in the house. You're not sinking that cooling into the foundation, the clothes, and all the mass that you've got in the structure. I have a lot of people tell me that. I'll turn it down just before, and all you're doing is super cooling the ambient air temperature. You're not super cooling structure, and that's really where the super cooling kicks in, is when you bring that structure down.
The thermal storage is what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's another one. How about I'm in Prescott. I'm in Camp Verde. I'm in Sedona. Will super cooling work for me here?
You know, and those are those.
My evenings get to 70 degrees. Do I need to super cool?
Right. And that I don't have that much experience in those particular areas. It would not work near as well as it does here in the valley because of what you just stated. The evenings cool down, and that's when off peak starts. So really in those areas, you need air conditioning right in the middle of the on peak period if you're going to maintain one temperature in the house. So I guess the answer to that would be no, it's not near as effective as it is here in the valley.
Now, let's talk about some of the other utility companies. The APS plan definitely plays to this strategy the best. But I have SRP customers that have sent their bills to me. They're saving money with it.
Oh, absolutely. SRP has a very good time of use rate. It's not as inexpensive as APS, but the shift is still a 4-to-1 factor. So they've got the E26 rate available to anybody, and it's a time of use rate. It's 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock instead of noon to 7 like APS, but you get the 6 holidays off, the weekends off. 80% of the time is off peak. And during that period, bring your house down to the coolest temperature you can be comfortable with. To really maximize super cooling, you almost need to have a 10-degree difference in the temperature. If you keep your house at 78 normally during off-peak, believe it or not, bring it down to 68. You will sleep so much better.
Okay. All right, and TEP is a different whole game, but I do want you to take the last 30 seconds, and people always ask me, okay, well, I have photovoltaic on the roof. How does it play into that?
That's a very good
question.
The
solar industry.
Yeah, well, we've been doing a lot of solar applications because SRP switched all their solar to demand rates now. So you have to have some type of demand management on the house. But the results we've been getting over there are phenomenal. You can put in a much smaller peaker solar system, as we call it, but you can save as much as a 70% coverage solar system. So you invest more, save more. I mean, you invest less and save more. The demand rate over an SRP has worked out phenomenally for the solar industry and the customer.
And Steve, for people to get a hold of you real quick, how would they do that?
602-402-7656.
Everyone on hold, hang tight. We'll take you during top of the hour.